Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Say, I've been meaning to ask you this. How are you making out with all those New Year's resolutions you promised yourself to keep during 1943? You might as well admit it. After a few weeks, it gets pretty doggone tough to live up to a lot of those good resolutions we make. Perhaps some of us kick over the traces and break a resolution once in a while. Now, I'm just wondering if you really meant what you said when you promised to follow Jack Armstrong's training rules this year. A lot of fellows and girls break training, you know. They get all steamed up about a training program for a week or two, and then they sort of slide back into the same old rut. They get discouraged because a training program can't make them champion performers in a hurry. Well, you can put this down as a mighty good piece of advice. The fellow who says that training isn't worthwhile is nearly always the fellow who never gives training a chance to help him make the most of his natural ability. So let's get this straight, shall we? When I tell you to follow Jack Armstrong's training rules, I'm talking about a year-round training program. The longer you stick to training, the more training may be able to do for you. So make up your mind to follow these rules every day. And I mean every day. First, get plenty of fresh air, sleep, and exercise. Second, keep clean. Use lots of soap and water. Third, eat 3 square meals a day. Start with milk and fruit and Wheaties. Breakfast of Champions. Yes, that famous breakfast of champions, Wheaties, belongs on your everyday lineup, too. And for a good sound reason. Wheaties are toasted flakes of real whole wheat. And whole wheat is a regular powerhouse of nourishment that belongs in an athlete's diet. Every morning in the year isn't a bit too often to get that special Wheaties kind of nourishment. And you'll agree that Wheaties make it mighty easy and pleasant for you to get a good training breakfast. Wheaties have that rich nut sweet flavor that you never seem to tire of. They've got that certain kind of satisfying goodness that keeps you coming back for more. One bowl full or 100 bowlfuls will tell you the same story. For a real champion training dish every morning, you can't beat milk, fruit, and Wheaties. Breakfast of champions. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack Armstrong is taking a long chance. He's going to leave the amphibian cargo plane which came down on the jungle lake when it ran out of gas. For the fierce African chieftain, King Kogo, has offered to make peace and has invited Jack and his friends to a feast at his village. Although they fear treachery, they have accepted his invitation and right now are waiting inside their ship while King Kogo and his men paddle out in a long dugout to take them ashore. Listen.
Here they come, Billy. I think that's King Kogo standing up in the boat.
Jiminy, Jack, we're taking an awful chance. He'll be in his power when we get ashore.
Well, I'm taking the electric gun, and Uncle Jim has a pistol.
Oh, but there'll be hundreds of savages ashore. What can we do against all of them?
I know it's dangerous, Betty, but this is war. If Kogo really wants to make peace with our American forces in the jungle, we've got to take a chance and cinch the matter. It'll save a lot of fighting later.
And there's just a chance that Kogo's sincere, Billy. When he came aboard last night, he saw that we had Weasel and Abdullah tied up in the rear cabin. He was impressed. He knows that Weasel is one of the most dangerous of our enemies.
But Weasel was unconscious then, Jack. Maybe Kogo will want to talk to him now. And then Weasel might persuade him
to... Weasel isn't talking to anybody, Billy. I told Whirly and Paquita to stay back there and keep him gagged. And I won't let Kogo go in there. I'm going to keep on acting tough with him.
But just suppose, Uncle Jim, just suppose that Kogo has his warriors attack us when we go to the village. They may take us prisoners in spite of the electric gun.
We've got another ace in the hole, Betty. In case of trouble, Whirly's going to come ashore in the crocodile tank.
Oh, I never thought of that. Of course, the tank is amphibious, and he can drive it right out of the freight door and into the lake.
So, even if Kogo does try a stab in the back, Billy, we'll still be able to make things interesting for him.
Oh, look at him standing up in the boat. The more I see of that treacherous face, the less I like it.
Careful there, Kogo. Don't let your boat hit the ship.
Boyando, on the side, die on the pulley.
I guess he won't try anything until we get ashore, Jack. His men haven't got their spears with them. Unless they're in the bottom of the boat.
He'll wait until we're ashore, Billy, if he is planning to double-cross us. But I'm still hoping that he's playing square.
White men come with me for big feast. We swear we be friends all time. But first, me want see Whistle again.
You can't see Whistle, Kogo. I'm not letting anyone talk to him.
Me want talk him. Me, mighty Kogo. Say me want talk Whistle.
He's my prisoner, Kogo. And no one's talking to him.
Oh, I don't like the way Kogo looks. He is planning something, Jack.
We'll certainly have to watch him.
We're all ready to go ashore with you, Kogo.
What young white man bring?
This is our magic electric gun, Kogo. You saw what it did to you and your men last night. Well, it'll do much worse if there's any trouble ashore.
There'll no be trouble. You my friend, you see. You get in boat now.
Get in, Betty. We'll all stay together near the center of the boat.
Savages have got their spears with them, Jack. They're in the bottom of the boat. Well, that's got the electric bell to me. Except for the high voltage ready, too.
Where other white man?
He's staying to take care of our two prisoners.
And he's got a magic gun with him, too, Kogo. Just in case.
White man, no trust me. But white man wrong. You see. Asoganipuli. Muyotta Bulonga.
Well, we're off, Betty. And we'll all feel a lot better when we get back to the ship again.
Oh, we certainly will, Jack. But even if we get back, we haven't any gasoline to fly away with.
Well, don't let Kogo know it. He'd certainly try to capture us then.
And if you ask me, Jack, he's going to try it anyway. Boy, look at all the warriors coming down to the shore to meet us.
Oh, and they're all armed with assegais and knives, too, Jack.
That's quite a reception committee you've got waiting for us, Kogo.
White man, mighty chief. My warriors do him honor. My witch doctors will do dance of peace for white chief.
He means the dance of pieces, Jack, and we're going to be the pieces.
Watch it, Betty. We're going to hit shore.
We walk to big house now. We have big feast there.
All right, Kogo. Get out and lead the way.
Look, Jack. Those savages are forming two lines, and we've got to walk between those lines to get to the village.
It's just like running the gauntlet.
Well, it's not very far. Look, the chief witch doctor's come down to meet Kogo.
I don't like the way they're talking together, Jack. Keep that electric gun ready for action.
You bet I will, Uncle Jim.
Look at that witch doctor. They started the queerest looking dance.
Suffering catfish, what's up now?
It looks as though the witch doctors are going to dance their way up to Kogo's house, Billy. Yes, that's the idea.
You come, no. We follow witch doctors. We go to big feast.
On our way, Billy.
Okay, Jack. Boy, I hope Rolly's keeping an eye on us from the ship. If we need his crocodile tank, we'll need it in a hurry.
Oh, look, Jack, the savages are closing in behind us. They've cut us off from the lake.
They're not too worried as long as they don't cut me off from my electric gun, Betty.
If Kogo attacks us, Jack, he'll do it by surprise, and the first thing he'll go for will be that gun.
And don't forget, he's had a lot of time to prepare for us, Jack.
Look at the witch doctors, Uncle Jim. They've changed their dance.
Yeah, and they're not moving forward now.
They're just dancing around and around in a circle.
Say, we better stop. We don't want to run into them.
What's the idea, Kogo? I thought we were going to your house for the feast.
We go. We go soon.
Then tell your witch doctors to move on.
They go soon. Now they do big dance. They do dance of great spirit, Wawatata.
Suffering catfish. Who's Wawatata?
He's spirit of peace. Witch doctors invite him to feast with us. Wawatata come to feast. That mean we all be friends.
Oh, what's happening behind us?
Savages are opening up a lane for someone. Look, there he comes.
For the love of Pete, look who's coming.
Oh, my. He's really a super duper. I never saw so many bright feathers on one witch doctor.
Looks like an animated peacock.
Well, you never saw a peacock jump and hop around the way he's doing.
That Wawatata, spirit of peace, he come to feast with us.
Look sharp, Jack. I notice the savages are forming a large circle around us in Wawatata.
I'm watching them, Uncle Jim. This may be on the level, but I don't know.
Tell your men to stay further away from us, Kogo.
Me tell them. Awiyondo, Kashibalata, Kabu.
Now, that helps some. Hey, look at Wawatata. He's pulling something out of his costume as he dances.
It's a line, Jack. It's a twisted grass line.
Well, just look at him make loops with it. What's he doing, Jack?
He's dancing so fast, it's hard to say, Betty. Maybe it's part of the dance.
No, I guess it is. He's using it like a dancer's shawl in a Spanish dance. Oh, he's coming close to us.
Look at the savages, Uncle Jim. They seem to be expecting something to happen.
Keep that electric gun pointed toward Kogo, Jack. If they start anything, he'll be the first one to get it. Did you hear that, Kogo?
Me here. White man, no trust me. Be sorry.
Well, I don't like the way that witch doctor is twirling that twisted rope, Billy. It's got a loop on one end of it.
Rough on and... catfish, you're right, Betty. If he ever got that loop around the electric gun, he could jerk it out of Jack's...
Away from Jack.
But Jack's going after it, Betty, and I'm going to help him.
Throw your hands up, Kogo. Don't move.
Look out, Uncle Jim. There's a couple of men behind you. Oh, they're all around us. I can't move.
I've got the electric gun. Help me pull it away from him, Billy.
I can't, Jack. Someone's holding me. Look out. Another one's jumping on you.
It's a three men on Uncle Jim. They've knocked his pistol to the ground.
Let's get them, Uncle Jim. Give it to them. And slam them all over the lot.
Oh, they're all jumping on Uncle Jim now.
No, not all. There must be half the tribe on me. Don't fight against that man who's holding you, Betty. Just stay still.
Well, I can't do anything but stay still, Jack. He's got my arms pinned back.
Yeah, they've got Uncle Jim now. Golly, it took most of the tribe to do it, though.
Maya Kasuta! Bugoli! Asipa! White man, mighty fighter. But white man, stop fighting now. You stand up.
I see, Kogo, that you're as treacherous as I heard you were.
White man fight American way. Me fight Kogo way.
You've got a lot to learn about Americans, Kogo. We're not such fools as you think we are. Take a look out at our plane on the lake.
Look, Billy. The door to the freight compartment's opening.
Boy, oh boy. Now we'll see the crocodile tank.
That's right. Whirly's been watching us. He's coming ashore with the crocodile tank.
There's the tank. He's driving it out of the cabin now.
You see that monster crocodile, Kogo?
Missy, we kill him when he come here.
You won't kill that crocodile, Kogo. It's an armor-plated tank. It can go on land or water. And it's got one of our magic electric guns in it. You know what'll happen to you and your men when it gets ashore.
And it's coming ashore now, Kogo. You'll learn that treachery doesn't pay.
Slay an epicator. Mazinubi, a kalum.
Oh, where are they taking us, Uncle Jim?
There's no use taking us anywhere, Kogo. That tank can follow you all through the jungle.
You lie, white man. Me take you far away. Me take you where no American ever see you can.
Golly, where do you suppose he's taking us, Jack? Search me, Billy. But I'll bet the Whirly and Poquito will find us.
But don't forget Winkle, Jack. He's tied up on the plane now, but Kogo will send some of his men out there to untie him.
I'm still betting on Whirly, Betty. There's going to be an exciting time in this jungle when he gets ashore with the crocodile tank.
Jack is placing his hope on Whirly. But say, Kogo, with all his treachery, is a smarter jungle chieftain than even Jack realizes. And before Jack sees Whirly again, well, he's in for one of the most exciting and hair-raising adventures of his life. All of you, to the first thrilling episode of The Great Safari. Now, I hate to think that anybody is going to miss the fun of having Wheaties for breakfast tomorrow and Sunday mornings. So, if you want to make us both happy this weekend, be sure to get yourself a good supply of those nourishing whole wheat flakes with the champion flavor. I mean, Wheaties. Attention all members of the Ryder Fighter Corps. Here is another special announcement from the United States War Department concerning packages mailed to soldiers overseas. From now on, we cannot send packages to men in overseas service unless we receive written requests from those fighters for the articles to be sent. Also, the request for sending of overseas packages must be approved by the soldier's commanding officer. So follow these instructions carefully. WAFC members should not try to send packages overseas. You can still send packages to men who are at camps or bases in this country. Keep listening for more announcements from the War Department. That is all.
This program came to you from Chicago. This is the Blue Network.